To the United States first. The Democratic vice president nominee, Tim Walz, addressed the party's national convention last night, along with other big hitters like former President Bill Clinton and former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. In a moment, we'll get analysis. First, let's get a flavour of the event. It was a first opportunity for Tim Walz to introduce himself to a wider audience. Here's how he tried to do that.
Thank you. Thank you, first of all, to Vice President Harris. Thanks for putting your trust in me and for inviting me to be part of this incredible campaign. And a thank you to President Joe Biden for 4 years of strong, historic leadership. It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
Unsurprisingly, he also took the opportunity to take a swipe at Donald Trump.
Leaders don't spend all day insulting people and blaming others. Leaders do the work. So I don't know about you, I'm ready to turn the page on these guys. So go ahead. Say it with me. We're not going back.
After Barack Obama, last night was the term of former President Bill Clinton, who reminded people that he's still younger than Donald Trump.
2 days ago, I turned 78, the oldest man in my family of four generations. And the only personal vanity I want to assert is I'm still younger than Donald Trump.
Eric Hamm is political analyst with CTV News, and he joins us now live from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
How did Tim Walz perform, given this was billed as a significant test for him?
It was, and there was so much pressure on him because he came after, of course, Oprah Winfrey and Bill Clinton, two major luminaries. Bill Clinton, of course, being seen as royalty in the Democratic Party, and Oprah Winfrey being just a global celebrity. And given the fact that Tim Walz had never given a speech like this with the moment and so much at stake, I think he delivered enormously tonight. He touched on so many notes. And also, we saw the reason in particular why Kamala Harris actually picked Tim Walz to be her running mate. He is someone who, perhaps not since Bill Clinton, is able to not only relate to middle America voters, but he is, in fact, one of them. And I think the way he spoke tonight, so plain spoken, so passionately, I think that is something that is going to move those all important suburban women who are certainly up for grabs for both Democrats and Republicans in a race that's expected to go down to the wire.
So he put in a good performance, but did we learn anything new on policy, or was this more of a political jamboree?
Well, as far as policy is concerned, no, we did not. However, I do believe perhaps one of the biggest issues that has vexed the United States over the last perhaps 10 years or so has been this issue of mass shootings across the country. And given the fact that Tim Walz is someone who has a good report or a good report card from the National Rifle Association, the most, perhaps one of the most influential lobby groups for Republicans and conservatives, and the fact that he actually implemented very stringent gun laws in his home state, I think that is an issue that Democrats now can be able to play on equal footing with Republicans, because they've got someone who can actually talk about it in a way that resonates with key voters.
This is such a big television event, Eric, and we heard about Mr. Walz's son, Gus. Can you tell us something about his reaction to his father taking the stage? It was quite a talking point after the event.
It was to see both him and his daughter, who we know, Tim Walz, and of course his wife, in a video tonight made clear they struggle to have children, which is why they named their daughter Hope. And to see both of them in tears, as their father was giving his keynote address, it again was just another way of just relating Tim Walz to the American people, but also making it such that he came across as someone who was very real, someone that people could touch, because they certainly have those struggles. They have that understanding. And going even further, the fact that he is a football coach or former football coach and school teacher, everyone has gone to school. So everyone can relate to that teacher who moves you. And of course, in the United States, American football is the biggest sport in the country. And as we move into the season where that sport is now beginning, Tim Walz has just, again, two key pillars that he can use to connect and relate not only to middle America voters, but even some of those voters on the right who perhaps may be disenchanted with Donald Trump.
Can you tell us something about the importance of this relatability? You've mentioned it a number of times in your answers there, and people who've been watchers of American elections can think back to George W. Bush, and he was the guy you wanted to go and have a beer with. Why is it so important, and how is Mr. Walz being able to achieve that aim?
The reason why it's so important is because oftentimes people don't necessarily have an understanding of what government does, how it works, and more importantly, how policy actually gets implemented. However, when you have someone that people feel as though they can relate to, what it does is it allows for this level of empathy and the feeling and the thinking that if this is a person I can connect with, or a person that can relate to me, then perhaps they will go above and beyond to address the issues that are of concern to me.
Just one final question. Has Donald Trump been able to successfully push back on this theme of the convention, or one of them at least, the idea, and we heard it from the crowd there, not going back?
Not at all. In fact, we know that the Trump-Vance ticket has been attempting to do counter-programming all this week. But again, so much of what we're seeing coming out of the convention has completely drowned out the Republicans. And I think perhaps their biggest test now going forward is they have to blunt the momentum of Harris Walz by actually trying to do something at the debates very dramatically.
Eric Hamm, political analyst with CTV News. Thanks very much for joining us.